403 that is in our book, number 403. Day that you have given to us, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for an open heaven, and we thank you for a throne of grace that we can gather around and we can come to and request from you and pour out our hearts to you and receive from your fullness. And Lord, we ask this morning that you will help us throughout the day to ask largely in expectation, in faith, believing that we shall receive the answer to the petition that we desire from you. Lord, thank you for the whole camp, the cottagers, and what you're doing for them, how you're working in them, how you're teaching them your word. Lord, and we pray today for them that you'll come again, Lord, and speak to their hearts from your word this day. The same with the village, Natick and Onantham. Work in them, Lord, to will and to do of your good pleasure. And all of us, Lord, as we spend these just short few moments together, we pray that you will do much for us, that you will work in our hearts and draw us this morning, Lord. Dear Jesus, bless those who leave. Bless those that are on their way up. We just pray, Lord, this day for your hand to be outstretched over camp and the going and the coming. And Lord, may your name be glorified and your will be done. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's sing together. I must tell Jesus. It ends in a 99, I think. But I don't remember what the first number is. Oh, 400. It's next to the 99. 400. Let's sing it together.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He finally will help me. He ever loves and
Hallelujah, we pray, O Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We pour out our hearts to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Burdens are lifted
at
stanzas. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. That was my experience when I first got saved. Boy, did the enemy come after me. It was not easy to give up my past, although I really wanted to. And it took a while, but God came to me. And I had opportunities when I first heard about Pilgrim Camp and came up here back in 1976 was my first time here. I knew nothing about praying. I didn't know the Bible. But I came because a friend guided me. And when I came, I heard different testimonies. He gives the testimonies up here, I hope. And the testimonies were amazing. How people got saved and how people got healed. Now, you hear that for the first time. It does something to your soul when you're a new Christian. And so I began to see things. I said, I see how they're living. I lived the other way with people that didn't know God. I saw how it was to go out and drink at night, do the things you're not supposed to do, because that's how I was brought up. That's how I was raised. But to find the peace of God, which passes understanding, was amazing to me. It was something that my soul craved for. Maybe like those jailers you spoke about when they heard the singing from Silas and Paul. Well, I heard the singing, like Silas and Paul, in church, and it really changed me. And my wife, we both got saved around the same time that changed her. Oh, the power of God. Let me tell you something. Praising the Lord works.
Yeah.
Praising God really works. And so I have a lot to praise Him for. Brother Ernie said, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. You know, when you're brought up in the faith, like Brother Ernie was and others, that's the greatest testimony in the world. Not somebody that's been delivered from sin. That's wonderful too. But to be able to be kept and to be able to find God and stay in God, it's an amazing thing. I'm sure he had his tests and trials too, as many ministers have that are brought up that way. But listen, maybe some of you haven't. Maybe you're here for the first time like I was back in 1976. And maybe God is working in you. You young people, you have an opportunity to really seek God and find Him. I remember sitting up here. This is the place of blessing, right up in here.
Right.
Yeah. Brother, Gordon would sit there. Brother Mike Corrigan would sit there. And have all the other men, all the workers. And I couldn't. I wanted to be part of it. I'd see it up here too. These are my favorite spots, right here too, on this guy. But you know, God would do something when you're up front by the altar. It's good to sit back here too. You can watch what's going on, but it's better to sit up here where the glory is. And so we have opportunities like we did last night to praise the Lord. God inhabits the praises of His people, and young people too, and teenagers and adults. And why in the world wouldn't we want to praise Him? What He's done for you.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I've been delivered from sin. I guess he that's been forgiven much loveth much. And I love the Lord. And I'll never stop loving the Lord because He saved me. You know, we talk how many billions of dollars are spent every year on getting young and staying healthy and all the vitamins we want. We want to live, 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 live. Well, God offers us eternal life. Don't worry about those things. Just eat right. You know what to do. But praising the Lord will bring life into your blood.
Yes.
Oh, and when Jesus Christ comes in and His Spirit fills you, it's the greatest thing in the world. I have two sons coming up here today, and I say to them, look, keep seeking for the baptism. Don't give up. Keep seeking. Keep seeking. You know, if you really want it, you'll go after it. God was merciful to me. When I got filled with the Spirit, I wasn't even thinking. I wasn't even asking. I was just there. I remember Gordon Gardner said, let us pray and stand up. I asked for my prayer for my dad. I said, he's dying. He's an alcoholic. And Brother Gordon said, now listen, we're men. Men are always to pray, not to faint. Let us stand and let us lift holy hands to God and let us pray. And you pray as if he was your father. So 35 men stood at a men's retreat. And I lifted my hands. And midnight I lifted my hands. I don't know what happened after that. The power of God went through me, and I mean the power of God went through me. My life was changed. When I went home, my wife said to me, I don't know you. You're totally different. Something went out. It was even visible days later. Listen, God has something He wants to do for everyone. If you haven't been filled with the Spirit, get seeking. Get asking. We're talking eternal life. We're talking about the living God who spoke this world into existence,
Hallelujah.
Who has created us. We are His children. How much more does He want to give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? But you got to ask, and you got to seek, and you got to knock. And it's the greatest thing in the world. If you're going to go work out with weights, and you're going to take your bottoms and look good, and you're going to do something about it, do something about this. This is the greatest thing you can do for yourself and for the kingdom of God, is to be filled with Him and Him alone. So I just wanted to leave that with you. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask and think. But let's ask.
Thank you, Lord.
And let's pray. And when you have opportunity to praise the Lord, like we did last night, don't hold back. Open up. Open up. And God will inhabit the praises of His people.
Amen. Amen. 123. Let's sing together. More abundantly. I have come that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly, found in Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Shall we stand as we sing? Are you trusting Jesus all along the way? Does He grow more precious to your heart each day? Are you His disciple? Test His word and see. He will give the Spirit more abundantly. More abundantly, more abundantly, that they might have life. And more abundantly, more abundantly, more abundantly, that they might have life. And more abundantly. Matchless favor, magnify the name of our gracious Savior, who from glory came. Let the saints adore Him for this wondrous word, sealing our redemption through the crimson flood. More abundantly, more abundantly, that they might have life. Seats.